This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're happy to bring in our man, Max Recitar from Slam Magazine. Max wrote the amazing cover story that sold out, the gold copy sold out yesterday, that featured De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, and The Beam. And I know we were all infatuated with the cover, mm-hmm. and the accompanying t-shirt, but Max, that was like a love letter to this basketball season for the Sacramento Kings, and I thought it was phenomenal, man. Thank you for writing it.
Oh my goodness, thank you very much. I truly appreciate that. I unexpected right there, but thank you. This cover was not just Fox and Sabonis. You know, this cover was because this team is a real unit. So, you know, we're celebrating those two, but in actuality, we're celebrating Mike Brown and Monty and the whole entire roster. So thank you very much.
That's what's up, man. And we talk so much here in Sacramento. You know, we get frustrated with, you know, national media and feel like we're overlooked and everything else like that. How did it come about in the offices of Slam Magazine of like, yo, we got to do something with this Kings team, man? You guys obviously were taking notice, man. How did that come about?
Everything in Slam happens super fast. So, you know, I get the call from editor-in-chief Adam Figman. He says, you know, we're talking to the Kings. And also, I want to give a huge shout-out to Shannon Malone over at the Kings. She was incredible. Just gave us so much help. But, yeah, it happened super fast. And like you said, we're paying attention to the Kings. We're seeing Fox finally rightly get the shine that he deserves. Sabonis, you know, two-time All-Star. So we all know what's good over there. But super fast. And, you know, before I knew it, I had my questions ready. I had my my research done. And I was on a flight from New York to SAC.
And hopefully Domas, a soon-time three-time All-Star, we'll find that out next Thursday. You were telling us the story. You were telling the live stream the story during the commercial break. But when you say you were on a flight to Sacramento, you literally you came in, did the interviews, and then you left. Like you said, you were on the ground for what, 12 hours?
Maybe even that. So, yeah, it's always fast. Like I said, this always happens super fast. And, you know, again, Shannon gave us a lot of time with the Kings. We had about 2 hours. But then, yeah, after that, you know, in and out, Hyatt Regency on, what was that, 11th Street, I think it was, or 12th, something like that.
Is it 11th and L, or what is it?
It's L, yeah.
Yeah, L Street, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And then straight over to that that beautiful new plaza. I got to walk around that plaza just a little bit. Really nice over there. Dope. But yeah, it was a fast trip.
Max was here for the bomb cyclone, for those who missed that part.
That was crazy.
The craziest guys coming in. That's all the craziest guys.
Max was like, "This is not what they show California on TV."
I thought I was going to California. What is this? Like
you literally arrived, Max, for a once in a lifetime day.
Yeah, which is awesome. I appreciate that. This is a once in a generation Kings team, so it lines up, right?
There you go.
We'll take it.
Hey, so you sat down with Fox and Sabonis and talked to them. And forgive me if I have this wrong, but I read the article, but I also saw the video. Is that you asking the questions on the video too?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. So I always watch those two together, and they fit each other so perfectly. Yeah. Like Fox is really outgoing and you know, he's got things to say all the time. And Sabonis is very quiet. Small talk and things of that nature. And it almost goes into their game a little bit, right? Because we hear a lot of times out here, Sabonis, when we talk about fourth quarter Fox and all this other stuff, De'Aaron always says, Sabonis goes to him and says, hey, whatever you need to do, go ahead and do it. If you need to score, you need me to set a screen, whatever you need to do. And that came off in the video, right? It was like, all right, Fox, Go ahead. You answer the questions. I'm here if you need me to. It's whatever. Is that the same kind of vibe you got when you were interviewing them?
I definitely felt that. You know, the first thing I did when those two walked up, and I've met them I've met Fox twice and Sabonis once. And the first thing I did was say, look, Sabonis, I know exactly what D Fox likes to listen to. What music do you want to play? And the first thing he said to me was, no, it's up to Fox. that was the first thing he said. And that just continued through the interview. But the way I was looking at it when I was writing the story was that Sabonis to me is kind of the son of the Kings. You know, everyone kind of revolves around him. And then Fox will just come through like a comet, like straight through that night sky. And he'll just streak through with that speed, and he takes care of his business. But to me, Sabonis is the rock of his entire team. Yeah.
And my absolute favorite part of, and it's funny you're talking about Sabonis being the rock, my absolute favorite part of the article is you asked them to mention their favorite moments of the Kings season. Yeah. And the first thing, and I think it's Sabonis, right? The first thing Sabonis says is the buzzer beater in Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah.
And reading them tell that story, it's just incredible.
Because that was a moment where Sabonis really perked up, right? Like, you know, he was quick to laugh. Like, you know, I was making dumb jokes at the entire time. So he was definitely down to be a little bit silly. But that moment right there, he really snapped too. And he said it before Fox. If you see it on the video, that's when he really came to life. And they're both laughing. And then he says, you know, that's when the vibes really got going. And yeah, I was breaking down that film over and over just so I could write about it properly. Mm. He sprinted from under the basket straight to have like arms up, like, you know, that's my guy. He's my point guard. Yeah. And that moment was really important. I thought they were going to say that Nets win, because again, being in New York, like they dropped 153.
Yeah, they didn't
Nets,
have to so. Do that to your boys. They didn't have to do that to your boys.
But they did it. They definitely did it. And that was when I really started to pay attention, because TD was amazing that game. Mm-hmm. Herter was like, I'd never seen Herter play like that. Like, I knew he could shoot, but. Yeah, those DHOs and all those, like, those backdoor cuts on the sideline, that was really impressive to me. And then when they said that Orlando moment, that really clicked, because when they brought up the vibes in the locker room improving after that, you know, that's when it all started to make sense that, you know, these two are really, really good, but they don't get anywhere without HB and and Herter and Keegan, you know, going down the line.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was important. But let me ask you guys, do you think that was the, you know, I know you watch every game. Is that the moment where the season shifted for you guys, or do you have another moment?
You know, when I didn't think about it until, like I said, I watched the video too. When you asked the question, I thought Orlando too. Like, and I never thought about that until the question was asked. I was like, it's probably that buzzer beater from Fox. And that was, I think they broke it down there, like, they were kind of coming out of the doldrums. They, you know, lost a tough one to Miami. They win that game, and then they lose to the Warriors on a Monday, and then they take off and win seven straight and go crazy. And it kind of felt, in retrospect, like, yeah, that probably was the time.
Yeah, or and I think the important caveat to that game is they were down 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were down 20 to Orlando, and Orlando was not as talented, but similar in makeup to mm-hmm. Toronto,
yeah.
who just pushed the Kings all over the floor the other night. And they fought their way back into that, and that was like a clutch, and you wrote about this, that was a clutch moment for De'Aaron. And then I thought you laid the timeline out beautifully right there, KC, because if the other moment that immediately comes to mind is that Lakers game at the Staples Center, mm-hmm. where De'Aaron
goes crazy
again. That's where it started to be, because the buzzer beater was first, and then that Laker game, De'Aaron took that game over.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, all right, it's different. Like, yeah. It's different now. This is like De'Aaron Fox's team. De'Aaron Fox has full reign on what this team is doing. And that Laker win, I'll go Orlando first, but that Laker one at the Staples Center is really, really close.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's interesting. I, you know, speaking of that full control, I asked them both, you know, when I was writing it, Sabonis was shooting 11 times a game and D-Fox was shooting 18 times a game. And I said, you know, why aren't you both shooting 25 times, right? Like, you have both earned that right. But it seems like they're really down to just like let the game be played. And then mm-hmm. that moment has to come. Then that's the full control moment that you just mentioned,
yeah.
which I find very interesting. You don't see that in Fox, who should be an all-star, and Sabonis, who is an all-star. That's pretty rare these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Max, so when I was texting you, I was not gaslighting you. I was not gassing you up. They are going crazy about this cover and this article out here. And I don't know how much like you guys follow that or you see it, but the gold cover, which was like $95, is sold out. It's sold out on the website. You can't get it. Like, is this typical of like slam covers and stuff like that? Or is this like, oh, you guys kind of blown away that it's blown up crazy in the last 48 hours?
You know, I love all my babies, right? Like the Beam idea, that was I wanted to put the Beam on the cover. So, you know, this whole concept, great call. Thank you. I appreciate it. This whole concept was my, and you know, like I said, it happened really fast. So I really wanted it to do well, but no, I didn't see 94 people spending $94 on that issue. And then, yeah, it's the base issue, which you guys will be getting, you know, wherever you can buy magazines in about a week or week or two, is when the copies will get to wherever you buy these issues. And that's doing really well. The t-shirts are doing really well.
I got a t-shirt. I had to get a t-shirt.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm blown away. And we're all really just so pleasantly surprised that, cause you know, you said it at the top, right? Like, DeMarcus was the last cover in 2016. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't shown the Kings a whole bunch of love on a big scale like this. And for the community around the Kings to react in this way, absolutely thrilled. And it really is, you know, it means a lot to us because it shows that every single fan base, you know, whether you're the big guys, you know all those teams, but down to the Kings who have had this drought, you know, everyone deserves this type of shine. So I'm very, very excited and very happy.
Hey man, y'all carry weight, man. Yeah. We talked about it. Slam Magazine, man. It's the Bible of basketball, man. Y'all carry weight, and to get that recognition from that publication, that means something. That still means something to this day.
That J. Will t-shirt from back in the day is iconic. It might get bumped.
It might get bumped.
Yeah. Like that's an
iconic. Don't be kind here.
I'm dead serious. That joint might get bumped.
This city loves this team. Yeah. And for you guys to get these guys in here right now, they love this team. It's only the beginning, Max. I'm telling you right now.
They've played 50 times together. And they're doing this through 50 games. Yeah. Like what else is gonna happen? Yeah. You know?
All right, Max. It's confession time.
Uh-oh.
I need to know what you thought when the Sabonis Tyrese trade happened.
These are my confessions.
We're about to undo all of this great stuff Max just said. We're about to undo it all with one question.
I thought that I was confused for both teams.
Oh.
Because Sabonis was, they finally figured out, you know, no shade to OKC. They had no clue what they had in Sabonis. Mm. It looked like Indy understood what he was. And watching Tyrese play, like I'm like a super duper basketball nerd, not necessarily for stats, but like for mechanics and strategy. Mm. And when I would watch Tyrese play, that vision that he has out of the pick and roll, that's stuff that excites me. So when that trade, I was just confused. But it's worked out, right? It worked out for both squads. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? Like, were you guys upset to see him go?
Yeah,
Yeah.
But we understood.
Yeah.
And we're closer to it, right? We saw Fox and Halliburton play for a year and a half, and it's like, this isn't going to work. Like, it's not going to work. So we understood you got to move on from one of them. We didn't know which one, but you had to move on from one of them. And then you saw you're getting a Sabonis. Well, you're not going to get him for Glenn Robinson III, right? Like, you, no disrespect to Lil Dog. That's my guy. But you're not getting him from Glenn Robinson III. You had to give up something to get something.
And they each have traits that the other one doesn't have. Mm-hmm. Like, in everything, like, Tyrese is every basketball nerd's dream. But can he do what De'Aaron does in the fourth quarter regularly? Can he score 30 plus on a regular night? Does he want to score 30 plus on a regular night? Like, he'd rather Buddy do it and he get the 15 assists, I think. And sometimes you need the guy who can, the Orlando game, the Los Angeles game. And Tyrese had his moment this year for sure. I think it was against Miami. But they're obviously Fox, Halliburton, they're both great players. It worked. And we understood why they did it. It's just everyone had such extreme opinions at the time. It's always fun to go back and reminisce about those, especially since hopefully both of them the people involved in the trade, at least, will be named All-Stars next week.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, for sure. Man, you've got this. You've got this city. You've got the city beaming.
Look at you. A little poetic justice right there, huh?
I'm a broadcast journalist, Max. That's thank you again for the article. Thank you for the cover, man. Thank you for bringing some it's even more excitement into this fan base, man. And it's just tremendous, man. Congratulations. And from all Kings fans, man, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you guys very much. You have a great weekend, and hope to see some more Kings wins over here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.